part of Gaetano Tallery wanted to close herself off in the depths of her mind and wait for the inevitable end to come. But another, ever-inquisitive shard of her could not look away from the great Psyche Lord.
Are these secrets worth my life? And Curator Lons?
My dear, the answer is yes. 100,000 times over, yes. For the greater good of our Imperium.
Garrow struggled to bring his fist to his chest plate.
This is not enough, then. My strength, that of Rubio, Ison, Loken, Varen, Galla, and all the others. It is not enough for you to have your agents at large in the galaxy. Now you must have an army.
You are my Agentia Primus, Nathaniel. But what I forge here will not be for me. A handful of knights errant are not enough. Not for the coming war.
You're not just talking about the Warmaster's rebellion, are you? You mean something else? Something worse?
She has insight, this one. I see now why she has caused such problems.
With his iron staff tapping out each pace, Malkador stepped down from the dais and advanced towards them.
Nathaniel has seen the dangers that lie beyond the edge of reason. He has fought them face to face. I have looked into that darkness, divining the myriad skeins of futures yet to be. The things that Horus has allied himself to are the worldly, demonic things. They will threaten humankind for millennia to come. I know this in my blood. So, we must be prepared for the war that will come after this one. A war that will be for our very souls.
And this is to be where those defenders are forged. Othrys.
In the old tongues, the name means the home of the Titans. The symbolism of it seemed fitting.
The Sigilite turned his back on Tallery and moved to Garrow's side, removing the warrior's sword from its scabbard.
Do you see now? These preparations must be made in secret, not only to conceal them from the eyes of Horus and his allies, but from our own people. From an Imperium that is not yet ready to accept the truth of what horrors lurk in the warp. Am I wrong, Nathaniel?
No. No, Lord Regent. You are not wrong.
With a nod of his head, the Psyker relaxed the telepathic grip he held on Garrow, and the warrior was released. Malkador turned Libertas in his hand and offered the weapon's hilt.
These secrets can only be kept by those of unflinching courage through sacrifice and the shedding of blood. Because of an insignificant error, because of pure happenstance, Scribe Adepta Tallery learned something she should never have known.
I am loyal. I will never speak of this. I swear it on the throne of Terra and in the Emperor's name.
She cannot live with this knowledge. Even the most loyal can be suborned. Even those who never speak can have their secrets torn from them by arcane means. Only the dead cannot vouchsafe the truth. Take the sword, Nathaniel. I am not cruel. Make it swift and without pain.
Captain, Garrow?
The warrior hesitated, eyeing the weapon.
He tests me, Tallery. I defied him by taking my leave to Riga without his permission. I have stepped outside the bounds of his orders in days past. So now, he tests me with this, to see if I will still obey.
It must be done. Even the scribe herself knows that. She is truly loyal. She will not resist.
I regret that I must refuse your command, Lord Regent.
Malkador's eyes locked with Garrow's, and his baleful stare was terrible to behold.
I have only only to think it and her heart will stop.
Then it will be you who murders an innocent. You that takes the life of a faithful subject of the Emperor who has done no wrong, who has committed no crime but to serve the Imperium. And if that is your choice, then end me into the bargain. For I do not wish to be party to such choices as an arch traitor would make.
What other choice is there?
Garrow glanced at Tallery, and she drew strength from him. He looked away again, matching the Sigilite's gaze without flinching.
You said it yourself, my lord. The scribe has insight. I can attest to that, and to her courage and fidelity. So why not use those talents? Make her part of what is done here. Bring her into the circle. Tallery was clever enough to find a flaw in the security of Othrys from the other side of the solar system. She could solve that for you and seek out any other weaknesses that might yet be unknown.
Tallery held her breath, knowing that her life hung in the balance. Closing her eyes, she knew also what she needed to do. Her fingers found the golden Aquila about her wrist and gripped it tightly.
The Emperor protects. The Emperor protects.